Big Joe, what day is it?
All right, today is January the 19th, 2018. Got a lot of days today. New Friends Day.
You make new friends?
I don't like to because I've got enough friends as it is.
No, I love making new friends because all my old ones I don't like.
National Popcorn Day.
You like popcorn?
Yeah. Do you ever go to the movie and not get popcorn?
No, because I always go to the movie with Clay, and Clay has to have popcorn. Do you like when they have the tins, and they got caramel, cheese, and regular?
No,
you don't like those?
No, I just straight popcorn.
Straight popcorn.
Yeah.
Do you put butter on it?
I try not to, but my son puts enough on there to...
To drink it?
Yes, basically. Awful. Tin can day.
There you go.
And I used to kick the tin cans up in Bowling Green, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And still do today. And here's something, Greg, that you need to think about. Today is Tenderness Toward Existence Day. Tenderness Toward Existence Day.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't. Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, January the 19th. Shout out to people listening right now. We got people that have logged on from Toronto, Canada. Thank you so much. Oh, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you. And Rayon City, Tennessee. Thank you all for making this show, this station, a part of your day, and we really appreciate it. All right, Greg, 1898. Brown defeats Harvard on this day, 1898, in the first intercollegiate blank game.
Well, football?
Incorrect.
This
day, January 19th, first intercollegiate blank game.
Rugby.
Hockey.
Oh, this day.
1903, new bicycle race is announced. What's it called?
Tour de France.
Yeah, the boy, Greg. All right.
That's the only one I know. Tour de Georgia.
Man, you're great. Let's see going on down here. Oh, this day, 1958, it becomes Canadian Football League. What was its prior name? Which I think is pretty badass.
The Canadian Football League had a name prior to that? The Frontier League.
No.
Ice League. I don't know.
The Canadian Football Council. That just sounds good, man. Got to go before the council. All right, going down here. 1972, Greg, on this day, this famed Dodgers left-hander makes the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Fernando Valenzuela.
In 72, he wasn't even born,
Sandy
was he?
Koufax.
Yeah.
72, he wasn't born.
Along with this catcher from St. Louis. 1972.
Catcher from St. Louis, Tim McCarver?
Nope.
Catcher from St.
Louis. Tim McCarver's from Memphis.
Oh, from the city of St. Louis,
yes.
Not the St. Louis Cardinals.
Correct.
Roy Campanella.
Nope.
All right, where did he play? Who did he play for?
The Yankees.
The Yankees? Thurman Munson.
No, 1972.
72, Yogi Berra.
Attaboy.
Yogi Berra is from St. Louis. You're right.
Who else was a Yankee from St. Louis, like the same neighborhood, but they didn't know each other growing up? DiMaggio? Was it?
I don't know. Pee Wee Reese was from Louisville, I think.
Okay. All right. Didn't ask that.
I did.
1974, UCLA's 88-game basketball win streak stopped by what school?
Notre Dame.
Who was the coach? Was Digger Phelps coach?
Digger Phelps was the coach.
Was he really?
Yep.
Good Lord. Oh, man. 1983, this guy becomes baseball's first million-dollar shortstop. 1983, who is it?
Nomar Garciaparra.
He wasn't even born yet. 1983. He's from Mobile, Alabama.
Who'd he play for?
That'll give it away. He did backflips when he came on the field.
Oh, Ozzie Smith.
Smith. That's right, man. Good job, Greg. Let's see. Oh, 1996. The NHL approves the move of the Winnipeg Jets to this city.
Denver.
Nope. Think long.
Atlanta.
Think long and hard.
Winnipeg Jets move to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Dang, you stunned me. You're so quick with that. This day, 1997, Ivan Rodriguez signs the richest one-year deal in baseball history, agreeing to a contract worth how much money to play for the Rangers? This day, 1997.
$20 million.
No, come on. Be smart.
$10 million.
Lower.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. $8 million.
$6 million a year.
Wow.
That gave you a C for today. Your heart's not in it.
No, you're right. Like, I'm just not focused.
You're not. But get focused now because you got a chance to end the week 4-1 over Charles.
I think one day we had a push, but that's okay. A 3-1-1.
I know you won. The pad's back there. You won.
All right.
Here we go. Celebrity birthdays. Got to get them within two. First up, actress from The Birds, Melanie Griffith's mom, Tippi Hedren.
She's still alive?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll let her know you're thinking about her.
She's 84.
90.
88. Charlie with one. Good job, Charlie. Let's see here. Oh, actress from The Donna Reed Show, Shelley Fabre.
75.
73.
74. That's a push.
Push.
Is that really a... We hadn't had a bet to bush this week.
We have not. the pride of Tennessee, the governor of Tennessee, the president of Tennessee, the first lady of Tennessee, the magnificent Dolly Parton.
Who's on the cover of the Nashville Scene this week, I saw. Dolly is 72.
73.
72 exactly. And at the far end of the spectrum from Dolly Parton, Paula Deen. How old is Miss Paula Deen today?
Paula is 70.
71.
71 exactly. Charlie's up 2-1. ABC News reporter Ann Compton, who does a great job. She's no longer there, but...
67.
69.
71. Charlie rolling 3-1. Desi Arnaz Jr.
63.
64 for the block, because I have no idea.
65.
That's Lucy's
4-1, that's right. Katie Sagal from Married with Children, Sons of Anarchy.
58.
65.
64. Charles at 5-1. We're not stopping this
good
thing.
Good old butt whipping right now.
Comedian actor Paul Rodriguez.
55.
60?
63. Paul McCrane. He was the prison guard in Shawshank, the little short bald guy that nobody liked. He was also the mean doctor on ER.
58.
55.
57. 5-2. I like this coming down the stretch. Stefan Edberg, International Tennis Hall of Famer, the Swede Stefan Edberg.
55.
50.
52. 6-2, Charlie.
That's enough.
Shut up, Greg.
It's 6-2.
So what? Sean Wayans, actor.
50.
SW1, 45.
It's 47.
Make it stop.
He's 7-2. I don't think anybody's ever.
What's the record?
Eight.
Eight
he's
is
one
right,
away from
go.
The record.
Well, let's go then.
Frank Caliendo.
48.
45.
44. That's 8-2.
Keep going.
I'm going to, man. I'm better to do.
Lord. He's running up the score on me.
From The Sopranos, Dre DiMatteo. I think she was dating Ellen or one of those.
The son, yeah.
No, this is a female.
I know, but she dated Michael Soprano.
Oh, okay.
Or married, right? I'm going to say she's 40.
I'll try 42.
46. It's all right, 8-2. He ties a record. Good job, Charles. All right, Greg, here's your music question, all right? Did you listen this nice and long?
Huh?
This day.
Mustang Sally. Wilson Pickett.
You got it. This day, Wilson Pickett passed away from a heart attack. I didn't think you'd get this. I thought you'd get the other one.
Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Hold on. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Hold on. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. We'll be right back.
30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.